All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Welcome in to Daily Faceoff Live, your go-to source for everything hockey, live every weekday at noon Eastern.
Let's go. It's a playoff edition, Friday, April 19th of Daily Faceoff Live. And Colby, some big news today as we are thrilled to welcome in Bet365 as our sports betting partner just in time for the 2024 playoffs. We'll be here with Bet365 to provide you all the analysis, news, lines, and betting options for the playoffs until one team is left standing in June. Bet365, the largest sports betting platform globally. So glad to be linked up with them and glad to be linked up with you. How you doing? You ready for playoffs? You in playoff mode?
I'm in playoff mode, Frank, but I'll tell you right now, I've been agonizing all morning coming up with my bracket and my picks. And I got to tell you, I think I'm better off just winging it, because when you really start diving into the matchups, as I know we're going to do throughout this show, I mean, the intrigue in each series is heavy.
Yeah, no doubt about that. If you want to add some stress to your plate today, try making your playoff picks and sending in your ballot for NHL awards, which I did this morning. So it has been a sphincter tightening Friday morning and lots happening all over the place. But before we get quickly to our Western Conference playoff preview, you did the East yesterday with Stephen Ellis. We're going to work through all four series in the West. A couple news items. There are two press conferences today, one in Arizona with former Coyotes owner Alex Mariello and Gary Bettman, and then he's hopping on Air Bettman, the private jet, and heading up to Salt Lake City to introduce Ryan and Ashley Smith, the new co-owners of the Utah team, maybe Utah Hockey Club, whatever they're going to call it in the first year. That press conference also happening today after the league's Board of Governors formally approved the sale and relocation of the team on Thursday afternoon. And of course, the Los Angeles Kings making it interesting. That'll lead us right into our Western Conference playoff preview. 81 seconds left in game number 1312. That's how we end up setting our brackets and all eight first round matchups. That's how late it took in the season, which gives us Los Angeles Kings and Edmonton Oilers for the third year in a row. 7 games 2 years ago, 6 games last year. How do you think this series turns out in year 3?
Look, I feel really good about the Edmonton Oilers in this series, this iteration and year around. And one of the biggest reasons that I say that is because I just don't think that the LA Kings have the depth on the back end to keep McDavid and Draisaitl in check over the course of a 7-game series. You've got Joey Anderson and Drew Doughty, Gavrikov and Roy. And then you have Derek Englund and Spence on the back end. And I'm just not convinced that that group of six is going to be able to keep those two players in check. And at the end of the day, when those guys are going, so does the Edmonton Oilers. We don't even have to really get into the power play because we know how important that is for the Edmonton Oilers. And then in goal, I think that's a series where you can look at the Edmonton Oilers goaltender and you can say, I trust Stuart Skinner in a series against Cam Talbot. And I think that's something that Stuart Skinner has earned over the course of this season.
So let me play devil's advocate. I'm picking the Oilers. I have the Oilers winning this series in six. But if you're trying to create a path for the Kings to get there and either make it a long series or win it, for me, it's not necessarily their defense core. It's their structure and playing that 1-3-1 to a T and utilizing some of the very best defensive forwards of this generation in Kopitar and Dano to really just make life difficult. But the reason why I could potentially see, and the big thing for me with the Oilers is, I say this all the time, they can't shoot themselves in the foot. They need to have a more business-like approach. The two past game ones against the LA Kings, they lost both of them, squandering the ability to potentially make it a short series. They showed up in LA one year, just completely unready to play. And maybe this time around is different. Maybe the Oilers will show us that they've learned a lesson or two, but that probably involves staying out of their own way to start. Is that fair to say?
It is fair to say, Frank. And even though goals are scored in the offensive zone, this series will be won or lost in the neutral zone because that 1-3-1 is extremely frustrating to play against. But when you play in a playoff series against a 1-3-1 team, these players that are all world type of players, they find out ways to break it down and exploit it. And furthermore, this is not the LA Kings from the first 25 to 30 games of the season where they were in lockstep in that 1-3-1. Their 1-3-1 has been hit or miss the second half of the season. It's been good some nights. It's been dreadful some nights. They haven't had the same commitment level to it. So I just haven't felt the confidence in that LA Kings team that they're going to be able to do it over the course of a long series. And then to answer your last question, Frank, you got to think teams learn year after year losing in the playoffs. I think we've seen a pattern, and I know you don't necessarily agree with me on this because we've had this debate before, but I believe learning to lose is a good way to learn how to be successful in the playoffs. And I think Edmonton has probably learned some hard lessons over the last couple of years. I also really like the path now for Edmonton not having to start the playoffs against the Golden Knights.
So who's your pick? Oilers in what?
I think it's Oilers in six as well.
Okay. All right. So we're in agreement on that. Oilers in six. You see three Canadian teams at the bottom of your screen. The Oilers won. Canucks we'll talk about next. The Winnipeg Jets as well. And then later we have We have our own Matt Larkin, if I could get the words out of my mouth, to preview Maple Leafs and Bruins. He's going to be on that series and in the building for us. So we'll chat that in the All 32 coming up. But let's talk about the Canucks and Preds, a series locked in a couple days ago. A series that was somewhat lopsided this season in favor of the Canucks. The Canucks really consistent year. Everyone was waiting for them to regress, which kind of really never happened. They have some hiccups or bumps in the road, yes. But to me, I look at this series, Colby, and I'm going, maybe if the Canucks are lined up with someone else in round one, I don't know that I'd be picking them, but I think the Preds are one team that's a good matchup for them moving forward. What say you?
Yeah, look, I picked the Vancouver Canucks to win this series again in six, just to put that out there. But the more I started to just write things down on paper, the more I started to mess with my mind, right? And the reason for that being is I start looking at centers and I start looking at defensive matchups and I think, okay, who's going to play against who throughout this series? And when I see Ryan McDonagh and Roman Josi, lining up on the same decor. And I think about the fact that each of these guys can basically play 30 minutes a night, a little bit less, right? But you can ride those guys 25, 27 minutes. One of those two players is on the ice at all times. I think they both have an opportunity to be X factors. I think Ryan O'Reilly is going to draw Pettersson down the middle all series long. I think that'll be really difficult for Pettersson. And then you get to the goaltending, and you're talking about two elite-level goaltenders. I talked to Thatcher Demko's agent maybe 20 minutes ago before the show started. I said, what's the word coming from Thatcher? He feels really good about the fact that he got two starts. One, he was really good in. One, he made 25 saves, and he gave up three. But he feels refreshed. He feels like he has his timing. I'm picking the Vancouver Canucks. They were good all season. I don't foresee them going all the way. I don't foresee them winning a cup. But I do believe that the Preds, you know, Cinderella story, if you will, is going to run out in the first round.
I'm with you. I've got the Canucks in five. I think they have the opportunity to make this a short series if they want to. You mentioned Pettersson potentially drawing O'Reilly. Pettersson's going to need to be much better. Yeah, did he have a good season? 89 points, 30-some goals? Sure. But he needs to be a force, and he hasn't been that for a little bit, and the Canucks need more from him. JT Miller is their engine. He's their heartbeat. And Quinn Hughes had a magical season, and you mentioned Demko and Nett. They've got a lot of the positional boxes checked. The reason why I like the Canucks is structure, and I feel like with Rick Tocchet, the Canucks lows this season, if this makes any sense, are way higher than previous years. When they have a bad game, it's not nearly as bad as it used to be, and they've found a way to sort of set that minimum bar or standard that I think will serve them really well when it comes to the postseason, which would set up, based on both of our picks, advancing from the Pacific. You've got Edmonton against Vancouver in round two, which would be something, but let's focus on the Central.
Let me ask you one quick question, and okay, not to jam us up here, but what do you think about like Noah Juulsen in the playoffs and Mark Friedman in the playoffs? Like, does that concern you? Carson Soucy in the playoffs? Like, do any of those things concern you at all? Because these are guys who they're not household names. No disrespect, but they're not.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
They're not, but if you watch Noah Juulsen closely this season, he had a heck of a year. And you look at some of the other X factors in their lineup. We have a story, a sleeper story coming out on dailyfaceoff.com. Guys that are sort of under the radar players, not headline attention grabbing guys. They've got a Dakota Joshua up front that I think could be a difference maker for them. Soucy, I think, is, you know, obviously has dealt with the injuries. Big guy that I think could be impactful. When you look at the rest of their group, Cole is a proven playoff performer. Like, they've got enough of those guys that have sprinkled in Teddy Bluger. I think they're going to be just fine. Okay. Let's talk about, the number one seed in the West. That is the Dallas Stars. They, by virtue of that crazy LA Kings ending, they end up with the Vegas Golden Knights, the defending cup champs in round one. Not exactly a treat if you're the Stars after the season that you've had. And look, I know the Golden Knights haven't been great of late and Adin Hill's numbers haven't been very good. Will the Golden Knights give the Stars a run for the money?
Yes, they absolutely will. And I'm just going to say this. It took me a long time, but I finally got on the Dallas Stars bandwagon. I picked them to win the Stanley Cup in the bracket. I'll give you credit. You picked them before the season started to win the Stanley Cup. Having said that,
I don't get any credit now, dude. It's just starting.
But listen, you've stayed on that all year, and I'm a late addition to the bandwagon here with the Dallas Stars because I love how many centers they have. I love the way Tyler Seguin has played. I just love the depth that this Dallas Stars team has. But, and it's a but, I look at the decor and I look at the center group and I think about the way Bruce Cassidy coaches and the structure that he can get his team into. And when I think about Pietrangelo and Hanifin, and then I think about McNabb and Whiteclaw, it goes on and on with that defensive core. And I think if there's any six in the NHL that can shut down this well-oiled machine team in the Dallas Stars, I believe it is the Vegas Golden Knights. I think Jack Eichel can go to another level. We saw it in the playoffs last year. Marchessault, he's playing for a contract right now. You think he's not going to put his foot on the gas? Are we going to see Mark Stone? That's a question mark that I don't think it's 100% yes or no either way, but I will not be surprised. I think it goes seven. I think Dallas wins. I think Ottinger bests Adin Hill, but I'm not going to be shocked if we're sitting here in round two, Frank, and we're talking about the Vegas Golden Knights advancing.
I mean, they're the defending cup champs for a reason. You see those trade deadline acquisitions come together. You see the Bruce Cassidy structure. Adin Hill gets his game. Like, you can create a path for the Golden Knights to win the series. I think they're going to be dangerous. I've got the Stars advancing in seven. I think they're too deep. I look at Dallas and I just... You tell me where the flaw is. Tell me where the hole is.
There isn't.
Their defense skates like the wind. They added a different element in Chris Tanev. They're efficient moving the puck. They've got 8-20 goal scorers up front. They've got top-end talent. Rupe Hintz got a Selke vote from me. Like, there's all sorts of different elements to this team that makes them deep, hard to play against. They can play physical. They can skate. They can do it off the rush. And I think their game, having some of these core players gone to the Stanley Cup final in a bubble year that people seem to have forgotten, they've had some of the playoff heartbreaks and failure. They've learned how to win in the postseason. And I think their game is really translatable. So I like the Stars to advance from that series. Seems like, unfortunately, I hate agreeing with you. We're in agreement. I think we're 3-for-3 so far, but that brings us to Jets and Avs. What do you got?
I think this is maybe where we're going to part ways. And this was tough. And you know what? If you're a Winnipeg Jet fan and you're watching this, you can hate me. And I deserve it because I'm going with the Colorado Avalanche with the uncertainty in goal. I'm not picking against Nathan MacKinnon and Cale Makar and the rest of the Colorado Avalanche. They didn't finish the season great, which they didn't in 2022 when they went on to the Cup. Okay, I know how well Winnipeg is built. I love Adam Lowry on that third line. I think he's as effective as a bottom six player as there is in the entire NHL. I think Norrissey doesn't get nearly the credit he deserves for how good he's been over the last couple of seasons. And then there's Connor Hellebuck in net. But at the end of the day, I just can't do it. I can't pick against Nathan MacKinnon, Cale Makar, Rantanen, and the list goes on and on. I like Colorado in seven, even though that means they're winning on the road in a game seven, which they haven't done all season. They haven't been good on the road. The Winnipeg whiteout is going to be difficult to play against, but I went with my gut here, and my gut tells me don't bet against the Colorado Avalanche. So, Frank, do we part ways on this, or are we in lockstep again?
We do, because you went with your heart and not your head, and I did a Winnipeg Jets playoff preview today with Josh Morrissey on Frankly Speaking. Take a listen. A number of facets as to why your team has had success this year. Depth, resilience, goaltending, focus on defense and commitment. So I want you to finish this sentence for me. The Winnipeg Jets will go on a memorable run in this year's playoffs if...
Yeah, I think if we stick to our structure, our game plan, I think if we do those things and, you know, win the special teams battle and all the little things that come in the playoffs, yeah, that's what I think. Just stick to our game plan, stick to our structure, what we do well and have done well to be in this point, you know, and don't ride the highs, fall into the lows and just be even keel throughout this playoffs. I think that gives us a chance to, you know, be at our best and see what happens. You hear guys that have won cups at various points in their career. You never know what year might be that opportunity for you. And so, you know, as someone that's, 600 games ish into my career now, you know, for me, I'm thinking, hey, maybe that could be this year and let's not waste that opportunity and see what happens. So I believe in our group. I believe in our team and, our staff and our goaltending and everything that we have. So, feel we have as good a shot as I've ever had since I've been in the league to try and do some damage. And, now it's just about, doing everything you can to try to make that happen.
I feel like we've got as good a shot as any since I've been here. That's a team that went to the conference final in 2018. I covered those series for the Jets. I love everything about this matchup for Winnipeg. It couldn't be better, in my opinion. They're 3-0 so far this season against the Colorado Avalanche. They've outscored them 17-4. And you might say, okay, Frank, okay, the last one, lopsided game, 7-0 win. Okay, even if they won 1-0, they've outscored them 11-4. And by the way, why does that last game not count? It was for home ice in this series. And they stomped them. I think there's something to this just being a poor stylistic matchup for the Avs. And the reason for that is they love creating speed, harnessing that through the neutral zone and on the rush. They also take chances and give up more than almost any other team. With that said, and a Winnipeg team that can defend, can collapse, Adam Lowry, another guy that got Selke love for me. When you have all those things come together, all you need to do is be opportunistic enough against Alexander Georgiev, who goes into the playoffs maybe on the shakiest ground at a sub-900 save percentage this season. I have the Jets winning in six over the Avs. You could call it an upset. It's not really one because they finished higher in the standings, and I think for reasons.
It's not going to surprise me. I'm first to admit I went with my heart over my head. I want to see Nate MacKinnon go deep into the playoffs. I think there's magic still. I think Georgiev can pull it together. So we'll see. Like I said, I think I'll be wrong on this one, but I went with it. So,
hey, that's what makes it fun. If you're feeling confident about your bracket today, you are predicting in the wrong sport. Let's take a quick spin out east and talk Leafs Bees with Matt Larkin. That's right. This is the All 32, and it's brought to you by our new sports betting partner, Bet365, with the largest sports betting platform globally. Open an account with Bet365 today and use promo code, you see it on your screen, Daily365, to bet on a huge range of markets, whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. That's right. Pleased to welcome in Matt Larkin, managing editor at dailyfaceoff.com. And he's going to be on site in Scotiabank Arena for games 3 and 4 when this series turns back north of the border. Matt, these teams have met so often over the last few years. You also look back to, it's been a really long time since the Toronto Maple Leafs have beaten the Bruins in a playoff series, 1959. Why will this one be different?
It's a great question, Frank, and there is the narrative out there that we're living Groundhog Day, but what's interesting to me is these teams are so different than the last time they met, which was 5 years ago, and it's not just the Leafs. I think that's been pretty publicized. We know Brad Treliving came in. He wanted to add snot. He changed this team's identity, Ryan Reeves and Joel Edmondson and Simon Benoit. It goes on and on. We know the pushback is there, but to me, what's intriguing is the Boston side. This is not the same Bruins team we're used to. Of course, the big exodus, Patrice Bergeron is gone. David Krejci, Tyler Bertuzzi, Taylor Hall, Dmitry Orlov. So many guys are gone from even just last year. So much turnover. And there are only 8 players on this Bruins team that were there in 2019. So I think we have to look at this series with new eyes and think of this as a different Boston team against a different Toronto team. And that's why I'm expecting a very different result this time around.
Just out of curiosity, because I do think Toronto is going to win this series. Does the goaltending situation in Toronto, which is just the never ending conversation coming out of the Mecca, concern you? And let me ask you another question. How many Toronto Maple Leaf goaltenders are we going to see in this series? Because we know for Boston, we're going to see two, but could it be two or potentially three in Toronto?
Yeah, I think it's possible. And I do think goaltending is the one clear advantage that Boston has over the Leafs. Although that said, we know last year in the playoffs, it was not great sledding for Linus Ullmark. Had a bad series. And you could say that goaltending even cost Boston that series against Florida. Still, overall, they're two of the best in the world. They've been for the last couple seasons, Ullmark and Swayman. It's an advantage. And for the Leafs, it's a crapshoot. The thing about Ilya Samsonov and Joseph Woll and even Martin Jones, they all have high ceilings. Each of these guys had their moments this year where they were playing really good hockey. And in the playoffs, we saw, look at Bobrovsky, the way he turned things around last year. If you get hot at the right time, that can turn the tide of a series. And I do absolutely, Colby, think we're going to see multiple Leaf goaltenders. I think it's two. I think between Samsonov and Woll, both are going to have their moments in this series. Samsonov is too inconsistent to be the guy. I think even if he has a strong start, he was really good on the road in the playoffs last year. I think there's going to be a moment where he gets shaky and you're going to have to switch the tone, go to Joseph Woll. Maybe Martin Jones, but I think it's going to be the main two guys as it has been for most of the year. Martin Jones, he's going to be cold. He hasn't played much in a while. So it's going to be those two. I think Sammy has to be your guy because he was better in the second half, but I just don't trust him to be the same version every single game, every single period.
I think that's, oddly enough, one of the comforting things about the Leafs is that if Samsonov falters, you can go down the line to Woll. And if Woll falters, you know, break glass if in case of emergency, you've got Martin Jones. So that at least there's like a security blanket, so to speak. They may not all be game changers, but they're all at least somewhat competent that you can turn to the next guy. So all of that said, and definitely some roster changes, stylistic changes, all, you know, everything that's happened, who's your pick and why?
My pick, and I'm surprising myself, it is the Toronto Maple Leafs in six games. I think people have to understand these are, as I was saying to Colby before the show, these are not your granddaddy's Boston Bruins. They are still a great team on the power play. They got good special teams, but defensively, they are not what they were even a year ago. And I think the Leafs' ability to roll multiple deadly lines, especially if you move Mitch Marner onto his own line and keep Matthews with Domi and Bertuzzi, I think it's going to overwhelm the Bruins. And there's been talk we've seen in the line rushes. Boston has Charlie McAvoy, Hampus Lindholm playing together. And that's, I think, a risky decision for Jim Montgomery. If you're loading up your top shutdown pair against Matthews, well, then what do you do against Nylander? What do you do against Marner if he's on his own line as well? I just think that forward depth is going to be the key advantage for the Leafs. And this team does have more pushback. I don't think they're going to get overwhelmed physically as they have been in the past. And I just think there's less intimidation factor with the Bruins. This team has three guys with Stanley Cup rings and one guy from the 2011 team. It's not like you're facing this battle-tested group that has this mental edge over the Leafs anymore. So I think they will slay the Minotaur just as they did last year with Tampa Bay, and it's Toronto in six.
I'm with you. I got Leafs in six as well. That was a totally different team after the Morgan Riley suspension that has played their best hockey at the best time of year. They found a different element to their game, second in the league in hits in that span. It's going to be fascinating. A classic rivalry series. Can't wait to watch it all unfold. Can't wait to see your coverage, Matt, on dailyfaceoff.com. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy the playoffs.
All right, Colb, that brings us to our Ask DFO inbox question of the day, brought to you by Douglas, named Canada's best mattress on Canadian Living. If you want to sleep as cool as the ice, try a Douglas mattress risk-free in your home for 365 days. Douglas is loved by more than 200,000 Canadians. You can avoid that pushy salesman in-store. Order online and it'll arrive at your door with free shipping coast to coast. Head on over to douglas.ca/DFO to try it today. You won't be disappointed. Colby, inbox question here from the chat. Which team will upset a cup contender in round one?
easy pick for me, and that is the Tampa Bay Lightning, a team that I believe not only will win round one, but will continue success moving through into the playoffs.
I'm with you. I do have the some people in the chat were asking for my picks in the East since I didn't do yesterday's show. I do have Leafs in six. I've got Lightning in six. I don't know if that's also an upset. I mean, both these are in five. So I think there could be, you know, potentially certainly not as exciting on the Metro side in round one. But if you could pit Rangers and Canes in round two, I mean, you've got instant fireworks there. It's going to be a slugfest no matter which way you look at it.
The one thing that concerns me is that I feel like a lot of people are picking these series the same way. I also thought I think Canes are going to get a sweep. I think Rangers are going to win in five as well. I like Tampa Bay to win in six or seven. I'm on the fence still, but that scares me that a lot of people are picking identical series lengths and winners.
I'm with you. Like I said, if you feel confident about your bracket today, this is the wrong sport to feel confident in. That brings us to our daily bet segment, which of course is brought to you by Bet365. Use promo code DAILY365 on a huge range of markets. You can sign up today at Bet365. My bet is real simple. Series prices on Bet365. I'm going with the Lightning plus 160 on the series. I think that's decent enough value. Some of the other underdog picks, just they're not enough value there for me to kind of go that route. So I like Lightning plus 160 to win that series and advance to round two, the two-time cup champs. They've still got most of that core there, the pillars, to really be dangerous. And that also brings us to garbage time. We've had a great partnership with Wendy's all season long in our daily face-off survivor pool. That is over. The regular season has ended. And that brings us to our daily face-off playoff parlay challenge. Each game day, answer four questions, pick the winning team, guess if points will be over or under, predict the first goal, and choose the highest scoring period. We've got daily winners. They can snag gift cards, while each round's champ will pocket some cold, hard cash. Play now at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess. It's fast. It's fun. It's everything you love about hockey. Let's go. Colby, what do you have in mind for garbage time today?
I've just got a little farewell to, I'd say, a polarizing figure in the hockey broadcasting community in Jack Edwards. And, you know, the reason that I wanted to bring up Jack Edwards in this is because, look, I understand that if you weren't a Boston Bruins fan or you were not born in New England, most likely you hated Jack Edwards. But all I want to tell you is, as a guy that I knew well personally, a guy that I spent time around as a young hockey player and as a broadcaster, Jack Edwards, one of the nicest play-by-play guys there are in the NHL. And I got to tell you, a lot of them are assholes. A lot of them think just because they've called 1,000 games, they've played 1,000 games. And some of the Hall of Famers are some of the biggest pricks you ever met. I know we have a lot of people from Western Canada that watch this show. You're spoiled having Jack Michaels call all your games. I think Jack Michaels is phenomenal. But I just wanted to give Jack a farewell. He's going to call a couple of playoff games in round one, and then he's hanging up the mic, and the Bruins will usher in a new play-by-play guy. Who knows, maybe for another 20 years. So good for you, Jack, for hanging him up. You realized your fastball was gone. You've got health issues. Very few play-by-play guys are able to make that decision. Normally, they have to be literally kicked out the door, dragged by their feet. So we will miss you, Jack, even though everybody loved to hate you, even though you said stupid things all the time. You laid it on the line. You weren't afraid to piss people off, and you always wanted to entertain the fans. So you will be hate, maybe not loved, but you will be missed, and you will be missed being talked about.
Yeah, I'm not going to crap on a guy on the way out, but crashed harder than Hobie Baker and going after Pat Maroon about his weight. That just two things stand out to me as just
nonsensical. And then he faced him. And then they faced
him. Yeah, he apologized for all of these things, but doesn't mean you get to say stupid shit and not get called out for it.
I agree, but he didn't hide behind them. He did go and confront these things face to face. And I'm not sticking up for it. I'm just saying. Off the air,
Jack.
Nice guy.
Farewell, Jack. I would congratulate you on Twitter, but you blocked me a long time ago. That'll do it for the first playoff edition of Daily Faceoff Live. What a show. Picks are in. Can't wait to see how wrong we are. It's going to be awesome. The best 2 weeks of hockey on tap starting on Saturday. We'll be back on Monday with a fresh 30-minute edition. I'll be in Vancouver for round one between Nux and Preds. Can't wait to see it. Have a good weekend, everyone. Enjoy the start of the playoffs.
Thanks for tuning in to Daily Faceoff Live. Make sure you hit the subscribe button to never miss an episode.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
All right, hockey fans, listen up because we've got something special coming your way this playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and let me tell you, it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game day, you're going to be faced with four questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle. And here's a sneak peek into some of those questions we'll be firing your way. First up, you got to pick the winning team. That sounds simple, right? But there's more. You got to decide if the total amount of goals in the game will be over or under a certain amount, and that's where the real strategy starts to kick in. Next up, you're picking who's going to find the back of the net first, and you're going to want to be careful because that's one that could be cooked early on in the game. And finally, you got to predict which period is going to be the highest scoring. Will it be a barn burner in the first, a shootout in the second, or a nail biter in the third? That's up to you to decide. Now let's talk about prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? For the daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards to treat yourself to some fresh nation gear, and you might even win a jersey from your favorite team. And for the big dogs, those who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Play now at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.